O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better to me than life itself. How I praise you. I will honour you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest of foods. I will praise you with songs of joy.
I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. I think how much you have helped me. I sing for joy in the shadow of your protecting wings. I follow close behind you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. But those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become the food of jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who trust in him will praise him, while liars will be silenced.
David says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I chose Psalm 63 today, for it's probably my favourite psalm. I'd always wanted to preach on it, and I never have done, and so I thought I'd go for it today. And then I regretted my decision, because I simply couldn't relate to the longing that David expresses for God. It's a psalm expressing David's desire, his real strong yearning for God. And as I started to prep for this, David's words felt like a foreign language to me, and I just couldn't get to that longing that David speaks of. And it wasn't even as though I really wanted that yearning that David speaks of. Indeed, if I might quote Homer Simpson, and I feel I probably don't quote him as much as I should, I'd like to want to. I'd really like to want to seek that same passion that David had, but I just simply don't. I didn't have anything. And I find that happens frighteningly often in this season. It's disconcerting. And it would have been easy to simply ignore this lack of passion, except I had a sermon to write. So I needed to take action. And this is what I did. I listened to Andy Reid's sermon from 2 weeks ago, and I was reminded in that our surrenders are entry points to God's refuge, and that even our momentary surrenders, even our tiniest surrenders, are counted as wins. So why was I beating myself up? Because I'm not feeling as passionate as David did. Instead, I started noticing those little surrenders. Those little surrenders in my life. And those little, those little moments of turning again to God came to life even more when I listened to Shona Sterling's message from last week, seeking to worship God, not just in my words, my prayers and in my songs, but actually through my senses as well. You know, that's why I've chosen to be outside, but touching the brand new leaves of a beech hedge, their fragile beauty, and praising God for their new birth, even amidst the hardest days. I could listen to the wind gently blowing through the leaves and the trees around me, and I'm reminded that the Greek word pneuma, to breathe, blow, primarily denotes the wind. The Hebrew word for the same is ruach, or breath. That spirit, which, like the wind, is invisible, but it's powerful. And it was a reminder to me that actually the Holy Spirit is always with me. And so from being in a place where I had nothing, I slowly limped, step by step, I came back to life, aided by the work of the Holy Spirit. But actually, before we sort of get involved and look at Psalm 63, I want to say this. Talking to myself like this, as I'm doing at the moment, isn't easy. I miss you guys. I miss you all. I miss worshipping in a hall together with the noise that goes with that. I've honestly had enough of talking to a camera instead of seeing all your lovely faces. And yes, that includes even you, Jeremy. I'm very thankful, so thankful that Andy and Shona have shared the load with me. And I've been so blessed by their words these past 2 weeks. They've helped me to draw closer to God. And we all need to do that over and over again. And there is a warning here that if we do not do that, if we do not reach out and help each other connect, if we do not make that effort to connect with God, whether it's using our brains or whether it's through our senses, then some of us will end up drifting, becoming lukewarm. Our first minister's word on Thursday made it clear that this season of lockdown will continue for longer than most of us would like. And it's rightly so. We must protect our most vulnerable and our precious NHS resources. But our interim moderator, Alistair, along with the leadership team, are taking advice from the Church of Scotland, and we will walk through this together. But for the foreseeable future, that means online worship. And so please continue to support and connect with one another as you have been doing. Please do not suffer alone. Speak out if you need to. This is Mental Health Awareness Week, and the focus this year is kindness. Be kinder than you think you ought to be. We have no idea what's going on in each other's heads. We formed the beautiful habit, I don't know if it's too soon to call it a tradition just yet, but of singing the ironic blessing over each other each week. And in this season, I encourage you, look for ways to bless one another. You don't need to know someone's personal circumstances to pray blessing over them. You pray God's blessing over them, and he will take your prayer and do the rest. So today, I'm only going to offer an oversight of the psalm today. Maybe I'll do the whole thing next time, we'll see. David longs for God. With his whole body, he longs for God. Verse 8 says this, I cling to you, your right hand upholds me. Seek that in your life. Keep pushing for that passion, for that intimacy. Because it is in Christ alone that our hope is found. We do not have the luxury of meeting together. We don't have the luxury of hugging one another. All of that is stripped away. And all we have left is Jesus. And that's what he wants. Cling to him. I cling to him, your right hand upholds me. Clinging to someone means you're as close as you possibly can be to them. There is no doubt of your intentions when you cling hard to someone. And that is what Jesus wants each one of us to do. I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating. God has shaken White Inch Church. God has given you the strength and the resilience to face such a lot since I joined you last September. The departure of Alan and Diane, your spiritual parents, Stephen and Helen going on the same day, Barclay Curl House no longer being a base, and of course the various ministries that are loved by each one of you. And that's before we even consider the current situation of lockdown. And now we don't have the option to meet together on a Sunday, or actually in the other days of the week where we would have connected. The Lord is shaking us up, and all we have left is Jesus. I read a prophecy this past week, and a part of it resonated with me. It was a long prophecy, I have to say. And I'd like to share and reword just a small section with you. The word came from Nate and Christy Johnson, an Australian couple. And it's a long word, as I said, but it starts with the time when the prophet who's speaking here, standing on sand, and a great shaking occurs. And now I'm going to quote from the prophecy. I believe the shaking implies It relates to the situation we're currently in. This virus, the coronavirus, is not from the Lord. The shaking, however, I believe is. He's using this time to shake off idols and things we once put our trust in, every last one of us. Anything that can be shaken has been shaken, but he is faithful to protect us through it. In the vision, it was very clear that I did not lose my footing, so take heart, this shaking is necessary. Though things around you may be shaking, as you remain standing on the rock, you will not lose your footing. Though the sand around you is being sifted, you will find yourself standing on the unshakable rock of our faithful Lord Jesus. The Lord is using this to remove the chaff, and he is causing his remnant to rise amidst it all. This is a part of the shaking that will cause our awe and wonder of the Lord to be magnified in a holy way in this hour. It goes on to quote Amos 9, verse 9. For behold, I am commanding, and I shall shake and shift the house of Israel among all nations and cause it to tremble. Like grain is shaken in a sieve, removing the chaff. But not a kernel of the faithful remnant shall fall to the ground and be lost from my sight. Keep your feet planted on Jesus, the rock. Just as I felt the bedrock beneath my feet, be encouraged. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are the faithful remnant, and the Lord will not allow you to be lost from his sight or fall to the ground. Keep clinging to him. As David says in Psalm 63, I cling to you. We must do the same. Our worlds have been rocked and all we have left is Jesus. And this past week, I needed to be reminded of the ways in which I could do that. And Andy's and Shona's messages helped me to reconnect that sense of intimacy that I yearned for. I'm not going to repeat their messages now. They're on the website. You know, if you need that support, re-listening to them would be a wonderful use of your time. And if you realise that you need to be supported, or indeed maybe you're in a position to actually support others, then connect with one of our groups, one of our online groups. There's the Life groups. Speak to Claire Young. The Men's group. Chat to Andy Reid about that if that's something that interests you. The creative groups that meet on a Monday evening, Heather Thorpe's in charge of that. And the Healing for the Heart coffee on a Wednesday morning, Shona Sterling can help with that. Or there's the Bible reading group, a Thursday at noon as well. And of course, there's our 24/7 prayer room. Team up with a pal or two or more than that, or spend time in there alone. Or join Ian on a Thursday evening at 8:30. And it's okay to come late if you're busy before that. Just drop in as and when you can. Psalm 63, David says this. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. As we move into another week, let us cling to God just as David did. We hold on to the promise that if we stand on Jesus, our rock, we will not be shaken. We will not be destroyed. Let us carry this forward in praise into next weekend. Let's pray together. Lord God, may we seek you just as David did. May we yearn for you just as David did. And may we cling to you just as David did. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our church family, for the support we give each other and the support we receive. For those who are hurting, we pray for your peace and healing. for those who are struggling in their faith. We pray for connection with Jesus and opportunities to reach out to those around them. Make us all sensitive, Lord, to cries for help. For those in despair, Lord, may you bring hope. For those in need, may we bring your provision to their door. And for those worrying about the future of employment, Lord, bring opportunities and the reassurance that you will provide. Now let's join together and say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And may I bless you now, but as this YouTube gathering draws to a close, may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.